sake. Over time, we grow to what I call the second stage, which is when we want to share and cooperate with other people. So as a man, we may feel, I would like to make money not only for my sake, but to take care of my family, to invest in the community, and to better the world. So whereas the first stage is about making yourself more full, better, acquiring more money, and the second stage is about sharing with others, being cooperative, working for the sake of the whole, the third stage is about realizing that everything is only change. Everything changes. Who you are changes. Everything you build changes. And change means death. So the beginning of the way of the superior man means to come to terms with not only your own death, but the death of everything you can build, create, and make. In the third stage of our life, when we're here to give, we are coming from the depths of our heart, feeling our deepest purpose, offering our love outward, and we realize nobody may accept what we have to give. Our art that we create may not be received. Our love that we have to give may not be received. A superior man does not stop giving merely because he's not received. He may never be acknowledged. He may never receive what he feels he deserves for what he gives. But the superior man is the giving. He lives as a gift. To do so, he needs to feel deep within himself and deeply into the world at the same time. So the superior man feels deeply in himself, who am I? Who am I most deeply? To give your deepest gift, one must know, who am I? So to feel who am I at my most deepest place is the beginning of relaxing as a superior man. To feel who am I leads you to feel that you are the witness of everything. You're not just your name. You're clearly not your body, the cells of which change all the time. When you were 10 years old, every cell of your body was probably pretty much different than it is today. So you're not your body. Likewise, your mind has changed since you were a child, and yet you still feel like you are the same person. So there is a continuity of a sense of self, even though everything changes. So that continuity or that unchanging sense of self amidst constant change is what I call the masculine. The consciousness that you are conscious of everything. That consciousness that you are is your masculine. The more you are identified with your deep consciousness, that which never changes, that which has no specific form, that which is eternal, the more you are identified with that, the more you are identified with what I call your masculine. The more you are identified with everything that changes, your thoughts, your body, your relationships, the world, then the more you are identified with the feminine, in the way I use the term. So the feminine is everything that moves, everything you could see, everything you could smell, everything you could hear, everything you could taste, everything you think, your mind's motion is a feminine dance. Your heart beating, the stars circling through the cosmos, is the feminine. So your relationship to the world and to your body is your relationship to her, to the feminine. And your identity as unchanging consciousness is your identity as a masculine player in the world. All men and women, obviously, are both conscious and are conscious of everything that's changing. So all men and women have both masculine and feminine aspects. So every man and woman, in a moment when they're identifying with their unchanging consciousness, they're identifying with their masculine. Every man and woman, the moment they're identifying with everything that changes, their bank account, their thoughts, the world's political situation. The more somebody is identified with the flow of